Hi there, Dalton. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Jan wanted me to get on the line to get you the details to answer any of your questions. Also, though, to apply a reduced rate for your business here. Now, I don't know if Jan was able to express to you that this is a position that for our company only just became available, and we are looking to find the one company to work with. We cannot put our clients into competition with each other. We're a Google Premier partner. We only call through the area when these positions do become available. Now, well, happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's been pretty good, actually.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So I know that Jan does a pretty good job of outlining the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point? I mean, other than price?
So you know how it works is, I mean, I would, we'll go to the pricing obviously in a minute, but
sure.
You know, I pay whatever, like I said, per month. Is it like monthly or?
Correct. Yeah.
And then that would put me on, like, you know, when people look up, you know, welding or fabrication, you know, that's the business I'm in there. You know, I would be on the first page of Google.
Correct. Yeah. You'll be on the very first page of Google and Bing in that local map or that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page.
Okay.
And you're right. People will not need to know the name of your company. In fact, for most of us, for many of the services that we need, we don't always know who to call. And being that you're a young company, you can take advantage of that. The businesses that are on the first page of Google or Bing, they get a lot of phone calls. They have a lot of opportunities. They ultimately take on more work, but they're not there because they've been around the longest or have the biggest company. So people typing in fabrication or welding or, you know, iron gate or railing, whatever they type in, your company pops up, your website's going to be right there. So they'll be able to know exactly what you do. The people that call you directly will be calling you already knowing that you do what they're hoping to have done, that you do quality work. They're really calling you hoping you're available to do the job and already thinking if your price is fair, they'll hire you for your services. So, you know, it's not just Google to make sure that you're, you know, we have to make sure we create the content that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. The companies on the first page are there because they have more relevant content online than their competitors have. So you'll have a fully optimized Facebook page for your business. You'll have a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, almost 70 different directories known to the public and unknown, but all of them are equally important. All of them will, of course, talk about your services and your service area and then link back to your website. That's what's going to put you on that first page. It is a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. You do qualify for reduced pricing, being that you're just a year in. Is it just you doing the work, or do you have any help?
Yeah, it's just me right now. I mean, I hope to, you know, maybe get large enough within a year or two to maybe hire a few people. But yeah, just me
right
now.
This might help you. This might help you out. I mean, everyone uses Google, right? Google it. It's what we say and it's what we do.
Yeah.
And the calls come directly to you. So you're not paying per lead. You're not chasing down the same lead your competitors are chasing down. You'll just be a top option for people to call when they need your services.
Yeah.
And is it a fair mix between residential and commercial? Are you looking for one more than the other?
Pretty much both. I mean, particular industry, it's probably about 50-50 right now.
Yeah, okay, perfect, yeah. And what we'll do is very targeted marketing, of course. We'll be focusing on the services you provide and make sure you get that steady stream of calls from both residential and commercial clients. Now, like I said, that reduced pricing for a young company, it's pretty significant. I mean, it's the lowest rate that we offer to the public. Although there are no long-term contracts, we know our clients stay with it long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page.
Yeah.
So we do whenever we can try to, and we try to make it affordable for our young companies too. No one cancels on profit. It works out great for everyone. You would save exactly $200 every month. It's just a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service, which would have otherwise been $399. For new businesses, at least for this particular listing, I would reduce that rate down to exactly $199. That would be the exact amount. So a fixed flat rate. It's a promotional rate for a young company. It is not, though, an introductory rate. It will never go up on you, no matter how long you choose to use the service, and it is, in fact, an exact amount. So no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. one thing that Jan did was he attached the Angie's or the Home Advisor here. Obviously, that's a lead-based service. This would be designed to keep your phone ringing enough that you can keep those leads turned off, save you a little bit of the time, the headache, and the frustration of chasing down leads, especially people who
that's about all
looking for an estimate, right?
Yeah, that's about all it's been. I mean, I've had a lot of people that, I mean, I do wrought iron fences and whatnot, but I've had a lot of people, they thought they had wrought iron. It wasn't wrought iron. And, wasting money.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not helping you at all, and, you know, certainly with a service like that where you pay for the same lead that your competitors are paying for, even when it is a viable lead, you're still not guaranteed to get that job since your competitors are getting that same lead and chasing down that same potential customer. So, I mean, even my clients that like their lead-based service, and it's not usually that one. Sometimes people say good things about Thumbtack or Networks or any of those other pay-per-lead services, but even the ones that have experience and success with their lead service, I think every business owner just wants their phone to ring and have it be a potential customer on the other end. I don't think anybody wants to chase down leads. So once we get your phone ringing, you'll be happy to do what a lot of my clients do, which is to scale back on the leads. Keep them paused more often, cap them at a lower amount. Some of my clients actually shut their lead service off altogether. Now, you will receive a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map or from individual directories. So you always know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
I guess my only question would be, you know, when would the first payment be due? Is it immediately?
Yes, it does bill proactively, kind of like your rent would. You know, you pay on the first and you're paid up for the end of the month. In this case, it would bill on today's date, the 16th, and then, you know, it bills once a month for that exact amount. So what I'll do here for you, though, this is going to save you actually a lot of money, too. Where's that pricing promo code here? Oh, there it is. I'm going to apply this promo code here. It is not specifically for the Angie's or Home Advisor, but it is for someone who is currently or even has recently paid advertising elsewhere. And it does allow me to adjust the cost of the setup fee. There's usually a $99 setup fee. Of course, it helps us to offset the cost of creating that content in the beginning. Of course, we'll keep it updated and optimized, but sometimes I might take $20, $30 off of that setup fee, but I know how expensive the service that you have actually is. In fact, a lot of people tell me it's just like $289 or something like that just to sign up for it, just to start paying for leads on top of that. So I'm just going to go ahead and waive that $99 setup fee, and it would just be that $199 as a flat rate.
Okay.
And it's DKC Metalworks LLC, but on the website it just says DKC Metalworks Welding and Fabrication. It seems like did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business name? And it really is a personal preference. We just want it to be consistent.
I thought, you know, that it would be, you know, good, you know, I mean, because there's a few companies out there that aren't, they're not, you know, LLC.
Right.
People would take it more seriously, you know.
Yeah. No, I agree. It does make your company look professional, and I just wanted to see what your preference is, because consistent information is what really matters. I mean, the search engine algorithm, it's artificial intelligence. It does not think the way a person does. So if it sees the LLC here but not over there, it just kind of it red flags it a little bit. So we want to make sure that everywhere it's branded. And you've already got the verified Google listing as DKC Metalworks LLC. Now, of course, we will keep that listing. We're not going to create a duplicate. If you didn't already have one, though, we would have created it for you and set you up as the owner with us, just with managerial access, so that we can add content and attach all the different directories, backlink it. But of course, our job is to make it easier for people to find you. At this point, I had to look for your business by name and city to find that listing. Of course, most people aren't going to do that. But I do see the same number that we're speaking on as the one that's on that Google listing. So the 828-896-6281, that's the number you want your customers to call, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah, I mean, it is, yeah.
Okay, I imagine it is a smartphone too, right? You can receive text messages on that number?
Yeah.
Perfect. The other thing I wanted to ask you about was, well, I see a physical address on that Angie Leads, but correct me if I'm wrong. You're, of course, service-based. You go out to the customer, whether it's residential or commercial.
Well, the address on the Angie Leads, I've been wanting to, I mean, I'm about to delete the Angie Leads anyway, but it's actually my home address.
It is. Gotcha. Yeah. And there is no address to promote for the company, right? No one ever does come to you?
No, I mean, whenever I do work, you know, I've got a shop, you know, over at my parents' house, actually, you know, and that's where I do the work at, if it's something like that. But yeah, I mean, a lot of the work I'm going out.
You know, my follow-up question was going to be, is that your home address? Because, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home, even if that were an outside shop or a small office. You know, people don't come to you. If you don't see customers coming to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on that door any more than you do. So you'll just be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then, Dalton, what is your last name?
Carpenter.
Okay. C-A-R-P-E-N, it's easier if I type it out, T-E, Carpenter, right? I was looking on the website for an email address. This is really more for us to contact you. You know, it's not an email address that we'll be promoting anywhere online for your customers to see. So it can be a personal email. What is a good email address for you or for your company?
DKCMetalworks@gmail.
@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. Yeah. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, we use text, we use email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate for the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it to you. But a lot of the times, we'll simply give you a quick phone call or send you a text. Mr. Carpenter, did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
I mean, text is fine.
Text, okay. I'll put that as text preferred. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, I would actually do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That would be to schedule the follow-up call with our technician, kind of dot the I's, cross the T's, verify information off the website, information that I have, make sure that we know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, for us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we would take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. What I would do now, though, Dalton, I'll read what's called a voice verification. It's actually required of us as Google Premier Partners. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate month to month, no long-term contracts, that we are, of course, reducing the rate and even waiving your setup fee. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. And then if everything makes sense at that point, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
Give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Carpenter. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business?
DKC Metalworks, LLC.
Okay, and that is exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Carpenter, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Dalton Carpenter, owner.
Okay. And then, Dalton, as the owner of DKC Metalworks, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, Dalton, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Carpenter, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am, yes.
Okay. Now, Dalton, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that people who need your services in your area are able to contact you directly, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, Dalton, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, of course.
Of course, of course. It does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angies and that you may probably discontinue that. There's no direct conflict there either way. The reason we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online does stay accurate and consistent. So, you know, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business, we ask that you at least let us know. Dalton, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. And we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is all accurate. With the discounts that I'm applying here to the subscription costs with the waiving of your setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today, the 16th of May, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. And once again, Dalton, that is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which does mean that it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead generation fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on the smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 16th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $199. Once again, that rate will never go up. This is offered completely at will, which means if at any time after that second payment you find you've got more work than you can take on, if you need to go on an extended vacation, you can even pause the service seasonally if necessary. Of course, you can discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved by simply contacting client support. Dalton, all that we request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Carpenter, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Dalton, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Well, I do. I mean, I did have one question, though.
Sure,
it would be,
sure, of course.
It would be charging today.
It would. It would bill today, the 16th, with recurring billing on the 16th moving forward.
Is there any way I could do it, like, tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I am required to fill the position today, but I don't have to start things today. I'm actually allowed to do a post-dated transaction for up to 3 business days, so tomorrow certainly qualifies for that. So let me just amend that voice verification real quick. This would be with the start date of tomorrow, the 17th of May, and then, of course, with recurring billing on the 17th.
Yeah.
Okay, and then looking at the client interview calendar for tomorrow, it's booked up a little bit, but there's a couple of extra spots that I can find there for you. And then that first payment, although we won't process that payment until about 10 a.m. tomorrow, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
I mean, it would be a Visa.
A Visa.
And, you said the name of this company is what again?
Oh, we're Local Splash. Let me get the text message out to you. It's an SMS through the computer, but it works the same way as a text message. Let me find that in the drop-down box here. We've actually been in business since 2004. So what I'm sending you now is a link to our pricing page, localsplash.com/pricing. SEO packages on here, so I'm sending that now to your smartphone. If you can put me on speakerphone and open that up, I did want to walk you through a couple of things there.
Okay.
So at the very top of that, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
I do.
Okay. So like I said, you're going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We call it, again, your client dashboard. One of the things I did not mention is that you can monitor your reviews right through your tracking system, and you will have reviews. Like I said, we'll be creating almost 70 different directories for your business, and almost 80% of those will allow someone to write a review. So you'll have reviews on Google, of course, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages. Wherever those reviews originally populate, they will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So from one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews, or have us respond to those reviews for you, kind of maintain and manage your online reputation. Now, we have been in business, like I said, since 2004, over 17 years. We've got a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Obviously, no long-term contracts. We have to earn your business and keep your phone ringing for you to be a satisfied client. What I wanted you to see, though, is where it says Google Ad Partner, the Google Partner logo right there. You can click on that. That is, it's our badge of authenticity provided to us directly from Google. It is not just copy and pasted off of the Internet. If you click on that, it goes directly to google.com, where you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. And, of course, anyone who says they can get you on that first page has to be a Google partner. The SEO packages, we're actually technically talking about the pro package, again, because you're not looking to go 40, 50 miles away. I think the pro package is perfectly fine for you. But I am able to include most of the bells and whistles off of both the Platinum and the Platinum Premier package, with the exceptions of the Facebook advertising and the Google paid ads. That's what drives up the cost of those programs, and the increase goes directly towards paying for those ads.
Yeah.
But I can include things like the account dashboard tracking, lead generation, Amazon Alexa, all the other things that you would get off of those beefier packages. I'll include in that pro package as well.
I did one more question, because I was actually about to do the Google paid ads, you know, probably tomorrow or the next day.
Really?
What is the difference between doing this and then paying?
We can do Google ads as well. In fact, we are, you know, Google certified to do those Google ads. Google recently, and by recently I mean about 6 or 7 weeks ago, they increased their minimum requirement for ads from $100 a month to $300 a month. We could run Google ads for you and, in fact, get you a higher return on investment than you could probably do on your own. It would just cost you an extra $300 a month. In fact, the reason Google started the partnership program, and it's been almost 6 years, and we were one of the very first companies to partner up with Google, is that Google knows that when paid ads are professionally managed by someone trained and certified to get you the highest return on investment, phrase match, broad match, exact match, negative keywords, all the tools and techniques that we would use to get your higher ad rank at a lower cost per click, a higher quality score, you'd see a higher return on investment. Google does offer Google paid ads that, as you found out, a business owner can do on their own. It's called an AdWords Express, and although Express sounds fast and efficient like Express Lane or Express Train, it really does, unfortunately, refer to the fact that it's an abbreviated version of a real Google ad campaign. A lot of, we know you're new to this, we recommend that, click here, default there, that kind of thing. Not every business owner is successful with that. But with that, you pay for every click. You know, your ads will run at the top of the page and you pay per click. Whether someone ends up calling you or not, whether they decide to call you and not hire you, still pay per click. It can get pretty pricey. You know, if you were telling me you needed to go 50 miles away, you've got three crews, and you can take on as much work as we can send your way, then I'd be talking about let's include Google Ads because we want to get you found 50 miles away, not just the local area. But I don't think that for you, being it's just you, and especially being a young company, that the Google paid ads would be the best way to go. We could do Facebook or Meta ads for an extra $100. We can always talk about that later on. But this local campaign, get that website and the Google listing that you already have more searchable. Get it on that first page for people who don't already know the name of your company. I think for you, being kind of a one-man show, this is going to get you enough phone calls from both residential and commercial clients to where you can even pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. At the very least, it's going to allow you to feel comfortable and confident in shutting off that Angie's leads.
Yeah. Okay.
So as I'm pulling up the calendar for tomorrow's client interview schedule, did you say that that was a Visa or a MasterCard?
It is a Visa.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
It's my name.
Any middle initial on that particular card?
K.
Okay. One of those letters that I don't have to ask. Not an F or an S, or you know, some of those sound too similar over the phone. And you said it was a Visa card. Does that bill at the 1107 Lyle Haven Drive in Conover?
It does, yeah.
And that's unit A13, A like Apple?
Yeah.
All right. You said that was a Visa card. Dalton, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. Let's see. So that'd be, like, tomorrow it's going to charge, you said, was it $1.99?
Yeah, exactly $1.99.00. We'll process that payment, like, shortly after 10 a.m.
All right, the 4020.
Mm-hmm.
4701.
Yes, sir.
2081.
Yes, sir.
9829.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
525.
05 of 2025. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
092.
So I've got 092 and May or 05 of 2025, the expiration. And then, Mr. Carpenter, was the card itself 40-20-4701-2081-9829?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, tomorrow morning around 10 through our automated system, you'll receive a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Give me like 30 seconds, I'll grab one.
No problem, I'll pull up that client interview calendar for tomorrow.
Alright.
Okay, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. Dalton, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will, tomorrow morning, once that payment is processed, receive that automated email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing, so you know that we've reduced the rate, that we waived your setup fee, etc. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. We will want you to open that up and just kind of walk yourself through it. At the bottom, it's going to ask you to click on the box that says you confirm that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. It's going to want you to put Dalton K. Carpenter in the box below this long line that you'll see, and then hit submit. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we've waived your setup fee. It does also allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. You will not receive that email, though, until after we process that payment around 10. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call with our technician. We try to get our client interviews done as quickly as possible. This late in the day, we're booked out for the rest of the day anyway, and we're booked up for the beginning part of tomorrow. Looks like there's a 4 o'clock available and a 6 o'clock. If either of those worked for you, we would schedule by the hour. The call would get to you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. It's a one-hour window for about a half-hour phone call. And like I said, you don't have to be in front of the computer, just kind of those basic questions I mentioned earlier and a couple of other things. What's going to work better for you, that 4 o'clock or the 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, okay. So in that case, you'll receive a reminder email at 5 through our automated system, and in just a minute or so here, I'll send you a calendar invite. Now, the calendar invite is going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. It will have your username, your name, and your phone number. Now, your username basically is your phone number. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. The area code, though, is included. So your username is going to be 828-896-6281. And that did just remind me that when you do fill out the terms and conditions, that you acknowledge that you've received that. Once you put your name in the box and hit submit, it will ask you to log in. And you don't have to worry about it at that point, though. It's just the automated system thinking you're trying to access your tracking and reporting system. It is coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to track your success. The automated system thinks you're trying to log in, but the username is generated. The password will be generated in a couple of days. We'll email it and text it out to you once your client dashboard is active. So don't worry about that when it asks you for the username. But other than that, it's going to be one of our other technicians giving you that call right out or shortly after 6 o'clock tomorrow. I, though, did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you, get your phone ringing a little bit more and earning your business one month at a time.
Optimistic about it.
Well, you know, I've been doing this a long time. In fact, April 17th was my 9-year anniversary with this company, and I've got clients that have been with me from the beginning. But as a company, we've got clients that have been with us, even longer than I have, 10, 12, 14, 16 years. So, you know, definitely no one cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense, and we certainly welcome the opportunity to get this going for you and get your phone ringing. Again, like I said, you'll receive a reminder email tomorrow at 5 o'clock. You'll receive the confirmation email shortly after we process that payment around 10 a.m.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dalton. Real pleasure speaking with you. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir.
Okay, you as well.
I sure will. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.